Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103,
responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437, Bravo, for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level, near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Charles 2 Franklin and Brown.
484 suspect, is female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Good evening and welcome to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Glad that you've joined us on this Monday, the 12th of March. Can you believe it? Almost St. Patty's Day. Glad that you are with us tonight for this broadcast that we're going to be doing on, a different type of subject, really. We're going to be talking about the quality of life issues, and it's really something that has gotten the attention of not only the security community, but also law enforcement, property owners, and others, and we'll be talking about that coming up momentarily. I am your host, Rick McCann, the founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement group, and we have a lot going on here for the month of March. Well, to be honest with you, we always have a lot going on for any month, but we are calling this March Madness. And if you are a basketball fan, if you are a collegiate sports fan, then you know, without a doubt, that March is basketball month. And for those of you who are following the various colleges as they try to make it, it's been quite a battle. And we are a basketball fan, and we've enjoyed some of the competition. But March is a big month also if you are Irish. And I am part Irish, but this Saturday is one of the largest holidays of the year. Believe it or not, Christmas, Halloween, and St. Paddy's Day are three of the largest holidays in the country. And, people will be celebrating across the country this great holiday event. Celebrations going on in many communities, parades and so forth. And those of you who are not Irish use this day as an excuse to drink a little bit more alcohol than you normally would. Come on, be honest. And so that's okay. But so we have a lot going on in March. But we, Private Officer International, oh yes, and let me not forget that we also have, and it's been a long time since I've been there, but we also have spring break going on for many colleges across America. Many college teens and students heading to the beach, heading to the warmer climates, heading any place but at school for the getaway. And so we've got that going on as well, especially if you live along the Atlantic coast, or you're out on the West Coast, or you live out in the Gulf Coast along the Alabama, Mississippi, Florida stretch. You know that this time of the year is extremely busy and important for businesses. But we've got all of that going on. But if you are a member of Private Officer International, or possibly someone who's looking to be a member, well, we've got something else happening here in March. we've got March Madness happening. And really, if you're a member right now, you have a fantastic opportunity to get some excellent gifts at no cost to you. That's what a gift means, that someone's giving it to you free. All that you have to do is recruit one member, take one module of training, and be on a conference call or at a POI event, and we will send you a box load of goodies. And that is a fantastic deal. Just recruit one member, take a module of training, and be on one of our many conference calls or POI events. We've got a conference call coming up next week, as a matter of fact. And we'll send you a load of goodies, stuff that you can use and you will love. And several members have already qualified. If you're looking to become a member of POI right now, it is the best opportunity, the best time that there ever was to become a member of the association, because right now we have a fantastic deal going on. I hate to use the word deal or sale because it sounds like we're a marketing organization, and that's not what we are at all. Of course, with any membership-based organization, your bloodline, your livelihood comes from the membership base, so it is important that we continue to recruit and that we continue to add members, so there's no shame in that. Plus, we are trying to reach out and help as many people involved in the security industry nationwide and internationally as possible. So there's no shame in that. We have a great organization, and we love telling people about it. But right now, we have a March Madness special going on. You can become a lifetime member for $139. Now, I recently checked my competitors, and they're offering lifetime memberships at $600, $800, $1,200. Wow, what a big difference. You can also, right now, upgrade your membership. If you are already a member, you can become a lifetime member for just $99. $99. Unbelievable. We also have some great opportunities right now for you to take one of our online certifications for just $99. In most cases, you're going to be saving at least $100 to $150, $200. So check it out at www.privateofficer.com. We have a ton of discounts happening for you, the member, and those interested in becoming a member. Well, I'm off my sales pitch for tonight. I'm telling you, I really don't like having to do it, but it is part of the business. Want to remind you, if you are a new listener, someone not really familiar with the organization, if you are listening right now and you would like to contact us anytime that we are on the air, or later on, if you're listening on demand, you can do that by sending an email to radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. You can also follow us 24 hours a day on the web simply by going to our main website at www.privateofficer.com. www.privateofficer.com. You can link right there to our Facebook, to our Twitter page, or our own personal private forums, which right now we have about 800 members internationally and across the country. We have tons of videos. I just had someone call me, tell me the other day that they'd love to check out the videos on the forums. Tons of photographs, lots of different topics. We don't always agree. You know, you're never going to agree with everything that everyone is saying. We can discuss things like men, and we can agree to disagree. That's what a forum is all about. And obviously, there's a lot of different communications going on there, lots of groups, and you can start your own group if you'd like. So check it out. That's on the forums. You can also follow our daily news blog, which is updated several times a day. Just simply go to our main website at www.privateofficer.com and click on the breaking news link. A lot of people don't realize that that link actually connects to our news blog, but it does. And if you're a Twitter person, you are on Twitter, you have a Twitter account, well, if you hook up and link with us and follow us on Twitter, every time that there's breaking news, every time that we update the blog, you're going to get the first alert on it, because we automatically are linked to the Twitter account, and it will send you a little tweet, and you'll know firsthand that there's something going on. If you want to go to our private officer news blog anytime, day or night, you can do that manually at www.privateofficernews.wordpress.com. That's going to be updated shortly with its own address. But in the meantime, the best way to go to all of these things and to link up with us 24 hours a day, if you're sitting on post or you're at home or whatever, the best way is always check out our main website, www.privateofficer.com. You can link to everything, including our radio show, right there. And all of our shows are saved, they are stored, they're cataloged, and they are available 24/7. We invite you to submit your news, as some folks do, your training events, your birthday, anniversaries, or any upcoming events in your area. We'll be glad to announce those. We have a number of announcements to make tonight, and we will be glad to let our folks know about what's going on or promotions that may be happening. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com, and we'll be glad for free, of course. Yeah, no money. Love to charge for it, but not today. But we'll be glad to announce those for you free of charge. Also, just want to remind you that we are always looking for guests. If you would like to be a guest on our radio program, send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com, and tell us what you'd like to talk about. Or we are also looking for folks who want to be on the Private Officer Radio Network and reach thousands of people every day, every week, all around the country, and have your own radio program right here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. If you're interested in becoming a host of your own show, send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. We'll help you to set it up. We'll help you to get some topics going, schedule some guests, and market this thing for you. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. We have a lot to talk about and a short time to get there tonight, so I'm going to move right along. Want to alert everybody, and I want you to pass this information on, please, because this is exciting news. We want you to attend the 2012 Private Officer Virtual Trade Show and Job Fair online. It's very unique, online, from the comfort of your home or office. You won't have to drive anyplace. You won't have to go anyplace. This is our second annual virtual trade show and job fair from the comfort of your own home or office or mobile device. You can post your job openings free. If you are an owner of a security related business, we want your job openings. If you want to be an exhibitor and be in the exhibit center on the trade show, we have that booth for you. $99 for non-members and $59 for POI members. You can exhibit your services, products. You can have a video of your services there. You can have white papers, audio clips, whatever you like to design. We'll get it set up for you. If you want to participate, go to our website at www.privateofficer.com. Right on the top of the page, there's a banner. You can click on it and register today to be a vendor, an exhibitor, or to register your job openings, or just to attend. Now, a lot of people don't realize that you will need to register even if you want to attend, because we'll send you a link to the virtual trade show just before it opens, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Whew, we got a lot going on in April. I have a list of things coming up to tell you about that is going on in April, and you will definitely want to be involved. Woo, got a whole list here.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
We are back with you live here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Glad that you have joined us this Monday evening. As I was saying, we have a ton of stuff happening in April, and we've got a lot of stuff happening in March. And honestly, we have tons of stuff happening every month. And that's why it's so important to stay on top of the news, stay on top of the activities happening here at the Association, because we have tons and tons of stuff. Be part of the 2012 Private Officer Virtual Trade Show and Job Fair. Go to our website at privateofficer.com after the show, of course, and check out that for more information, because we've got lots of information going on there tonight. Hey, did you all enjoy last week's show? It was part three of mentoring you from here to there, career progression. We had a lot of great compliments. Folks really enjoyed it. Had a director of a security company email and call me and say this really was a top-notch program, good information. He's disseminated to his employees, and we are going to be doing some training for him in the future. How do I get to where I'm going? People often want to know, and no matter what your profession is, if you tend, you know, if your intentions are to stay with that profession, it may not be with that employer, but with that profession, then you need directions. You need to follow the steps, the recipe, as it were, to get to where it is you want to go. If you miss that radio show, I'm suggesting really you really need to go back and listen to it. Great information. Tim Lindsay, a operations director for a security agency in Atlanta, was on the call with me. It was great. Also, you know, I don't know how to convince people of this, but security is not like it used to be. And really, it has a great opportunity for people who are looking for a career. You can go in so many different directions in the private security industry. Check out the radio program from last week. I think it'll be inspiring. Also, last Wednesday, we did the part two. It was supposed to be the wrap-up, but we got kind of hung up in there, a lot of information. And so we were doing part two of modern-day mafia, organized retail crime, which is quickly growing, and many crime bosses, drug cartels, and even terrorists have begun getting into the action. They're profiting from their thievery. And, in fact, many times the money is being funneled into terrorism. It's a proven fact. The federal government and multiple agencies have proved it. They've arrested folks. So we will be wrapping up Modern Day Mafia, the Organized Retail Crime Syndicate, on this Wednesday's program on the LP Zone, Part 3. Don't miss it, 3:30 Wednesday afternoon. We have some breaking news to tell you about right now. You may have heard or got the email alert from us on Sunday, early morning Sunday. In Orlando, Florida, a security officer was shot multiple times at Senor Frog Restaurant. That's a restaurant bar type place. He was shot numerous times. He's in serious but stable condition at this time. He's undergone surgery. They do have a suspect in custody. Evidently, he was trying to break up a fight. And the person pulled out a weapon and fired. We believe that the security officer was unarmed because there's no mention of him returning fire. So it's just another one of those situations where unarmed security officer, you know, is caught in the middle trying to do his job, but he can't defend himself against someone who is armed. St. Petersburg, Florida, we got a press release on this earlier. An arrest has been made in the death of security officer Lenoris Linnell Leakes Jr. is a suspect, 26 years old. He is accused in the death of security officer Edward Gazensky, who was an 88-year-old man. He had just left his security job. He was on the way home. And it happened actually September the 5th. On his birthday, he was at Bayway Isles on the Pinellas Bayway, if you're familiar with St. Petersburg, Florida. And he was on the way home when a police officer tried to pull over a Ford Mustang that was driving erratic. And as soon as the officer hit his lights, the suspect fled, colliding with security officer Gazinski's Toyota, and it killed him. Gazinski said that he wanted to work on his birthday. He wanted to. And he went to work. And he was on the way home expecting to have a little birthday cake with his family. And tragedy struck. And thankfully, police have made an arrest in this hit-and-run death. Security Officer Gazinski died on January the 18th, several months after the accident. And the suspect has been charged with homicide, leaving the scene of a crash involving death, aggravated fleeing and eluding, death by homicide, driving with suspended license causing death. And he has no bail tonight. And hopefully, he won't get any bail until the judicial process is complete, and he'll be locked up, hopefully, for a long time. Another serious breaking news earlier this week out of Pittsburgh at the Western Psychiatric Institute and Clinic. 7 people were shot, including an unarmed security officer. Police say an armed man with 2 semi-automatic pistols stormed this otherwise quiet facility. He shot a security officer who was unarmed in the lobby and then shot 6 other people. The suspect carrying 2 semi-automatic weapons opened fire without saying anything. The upper floors of the facility was secure, so he could not make his way up there. It just so happened that 6 University of Pittsburgh police officers nearby responded. They were able to confront the suspect and to take out the suspect. And these officers had finished some training not too long ago at the Virginia Tech College regarding active shooting. And it was that training and that knowledge, that experience that helped them to be able to go in and face this situation. And we applaud those 6 police officers from the University of Pittsburgh. An armored truck security officer is still on the loose. Kenneth Canias Jr., 22, accused of killing his partner, Michael Haynes, is still on the loose. Police have found about $400,000 so far that he's buried at some very strange places, including cemeteries, and he's left notes for family to go get it. But they have not found him. Police, FBI, the U.S. Marshal's Office, every agency that you can think of is on top of this. They are searching for him. How a 22-year-old can be invisible and not captured after almost 2 weeks on the run is hard to imagine, but he is still loose. Be on the lookout. We'd like to remind you at this time to take our survey at www.privateofficer.com. There is a banner link at the top of the page. We really need for you to take this. Help us to be able to provide better services, products, and just overall member benefits to our members, because it's very important to us that we get this out there. Also, we had a conference call this past week. If you missed it, we'll have another one on, I believe it's the 20th. Let me just double-check that here. But we will be having another conference call. Yes, it's the 20th, next Tuesday. And we'll be making an announcement of that later in the week. We had a great call about women in security. Tia Patterson is the chairperson on that. And if you would like some more information about women in security, you can send her an email at tiapatterson25@yahoo.com. We have lots of stuff happening, so much that it's sometimes very hard to keep track of. It really is. But we try to keep track of it, and we try to keep you informed. This is a very exciting association and organization to be part of, so if you're listening and you're not a member, I encourage you to go to the website at www.privateofficer.com and check it out and become a member today, because we offer our members many benefits, free or very lowly priced, cheap priced training, many services, too many to go through right now, but check it out at privateofficer.com. Also, we have some new chapters opening up. If you're in the North Virginia or Richmond area, send me an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We have some chapters there. We'd like for you to come be part of the excitement. Nashville, Tennessee, we've got a great chapter underway going on there. If you're in the Nashville, greater Nashville area, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we will get you connected with that chapter manager and the next meeting scheduled. We also have new chapters opening up in Springfield, Missouri, Raleigh, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and a number of other places. Lots of excitement going on. Just, it's just so much going on. It's hard to get it all out in one radio program. But if you'd like more information, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We have a very cool digital magazine coming out in a couple of months, The Private Officer Beat. This is a first-class, first-rate online digital magazine. We are looking for folks who would like to be occasional writers. Send in your articles to adminassist@privateofficer.com. We will be glad to put those in. We are also looking for folks to be regional reporters, to stay on top of news happening in your area that have to do with private security or law enforcement. So send us an email if you'd like to be involved at adminassist@privateofficer.com. I know, I'm talking mile a minute. Excuse me, as I always do, because we have so much to talk about and so little time. But I guess the best thing that I can tell you is stay involved with our news alerts. A lot of people, they don't like to get too much in their mailbox and their email box, and I understand that. But that is the best way for us to disseminate information across the large range of people that we need to reach, and really we need for you to stay on top of your emails. We also have a lot going on that we try to make available in our website or our news blogs, and if you haven't heard from us in a while, that's going to be pretty strange, but just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, adminassist@privateofficer.com. Want to say happy birthday tonight to Stephen Cox. Oswego, New York. He's 23, and his dad had a birthday last month, and we wished him a happy birthday as well. Courtney Berninski in New Britain, Connecticut, is 30. Mark Connors, 41, in Bedford, Massachusetts. Larry Fuller in Helena, Georgia, is 59. Happy birthday, Larry. Good old boy who is a member here. Buddy Ryder, 55, in Daytona Beach, Florida. Woo, beautiful down there right now, I'm sure. Curtis Wells in Wilmington, North Carolina, is 37, another great member of the association. And Salvatore Romano in Wethersfield, Connecticut, is 62. And we have just a ton of great members. Like I said earlier, you know, we don't always agree. There's going to be issues that, you know, maybe you just don't see it the way that we do. And there's lots of reasons why we have to consider all of our members. And sometimes that's not a favorite thing with everybody, but usually it works out. But we have a great, great membership, great family, and we're glad that everyone is part of the association. We need to take one more quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into our topic of the night, which is some issues that generally go undealt with. But tonight, we're going to be talking about it. Like I said, a lot of police departments have begun looking at the quality of life issues that do come up in various neighborhoods, and we'll be talking about that momentarily.
HirePatriots.com is a free website where you can help our active, reserve, veteran military and their families by letting them help you. Do you have a chore that needs doing around your home or yard? Is your company looking for a new hire? Then post your jobs for free at HirePatriots.com. Visit HirePatriots.com and post your jobs today. HirePatriots.com.
Slow down.
And move over.
When you see light, Beth.
Or reflected. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you.
So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law.
Back with you live here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. A couple of headlines that we want to bring to you tonight out of Ohio, Mount Sterling, Ohio. It looks like an entire police force, I guess that would be like five or six in that small community, have been shut down after a police officer used his taser on a nine-year-old earlier in the week. They say that the officer was called out to a nine-year-old being, you know, a nine-year-old, and police used a taser to bring him into compliance. Woo! And they've shut down the police force, which has already been under scrutiny for some other incidents, and it looks like they're going to be putting them out of business. The Sheriff's Department will be taking over patrols. Waikiki, Hawaii, beautiful location, a security officer intervened when a man was seriously injured in a stabbing Saturday. Police say that the security officer stepped in at the Waikiki Trade Center and took a 49-year-old suspect into custody for the stabbing. So kudos to you. In Montesano, Washington, a suspect was on the run since last Thursday or Friday when a deputy sheriff and a judge was shot at the Grays Harbor County Courthouse. Police have since arrested Stephen Daniel Kravitz, 34, for the shooting. It seems like he had been involved in other incidents with the judge, and he was just taking his frustrations out. Unfortunately, he did so in the wrong method. Escondido, California, police had to use pepper spray and force to subdue a shoplifter that was on the run. Police say that they were called out to Mission Avenue when security was struggling with a man who had a knife. The shoplifter was eventually subdued with force and taken into custody. Also, an off-duty Cleveland police officer in Cleveland, Ohio, is right now being questioned for a deadly force incident. He was off-duty working with some security officers in the downtown area when he was notified by nightclub security that a man with a gun had just left. The off-duty officer pursued and contacted CPD for assistance, and evidently when they got the car stopped, the shooting occurred. The off-duty officer was the person who fired the deadly round, and they are investigating him, but it looks like a good shoot at this time. In Santa Ana, California, police are investigating. They have a suspect in custody, Robert Clavero, 23, of Anaheim. Evidently, he sexually assaulted a 13-year-old inside the restroom of the library, and police say that he is a registered sex offender. In Sioux City, Iowa, authorities there say or go see Sioux City Casino was fined $20,000 after allowing a juvenile on the floor. The juvenile began to gamble, and he won. He won some money, $1,200, but when they asked for his ID, they found that he was underage. And, wow, so that's one of the problems that they run into at casinos, underage people being on the floor gambling or drinking. Cook County, Illinois, a deputy sheriff arrested a judge, Judge Cynthia Brim, after she pushed him several times and threw some keys at him. It all began when she asked if anyone had found her keys, which was lost, but evidently, things got out of hand, and she got arrested. In Evans, Georgia, Columbia County School Police and Security Chief Robert Buddy Hendry died over the weekend from cancer. He was 68, still on duty, and he was loved by everyone and will be missed, according to his coworkers. Baltimore, Maryland, police arrested one of their own. Officer Darlene Early went into the Food Depot in Baltimore where her 18-year-old daughter, Sierra Anderson, was working. And evidently, this was a collusion-type situation where the off-duty officer got $401 worth of groceries for $101. Wow. What a bargain. Hey, yeah, Mom, come on in. We're giving things away. You would hope, you would think that the police officer would have known better. She just lost her job. She probably won't wind up in jail, but she lost her job, was embarrassed. She's never going to work in law enforcement again, that's for sure. All right, tonight we want to talk for a few moments about the quality of life issues, the daily societal issues that you can directly affect. You can directly have some positive input in this aspect of policing. Now that many jurisdictions, many communities are seeing a decline in serious crime, according to police, they've begun looking elsewhere where they could help by taking on some lesser serious crimes that they may have been overlooking over the last 10 or 15 years while crime was escalating and spiking in their communities. And as private security, we have been doing this for years and years and years. At least you should be doing this already routinely while you're on patrol, while you're working in your communities, while you're working on your post, your beat. And if not, we're going to be talking about that a little bit tonight, about the 20 different areas that you could have a direct effect on helping your community or the community that you're securing or policing to be better off. And it's very easy, simple things that we can do, but these are everyday situations that really can make the quality of life in an apartment complex, a condominium complex, an office complex, even a business site such as a hospital. These things could really make them miserable for people, can really put people, make them very uncomfortable. And you know, it can be very unsightly. It can cause the business to look bad or the apartment complex to look bad if we allow these quality of life issues to go, not unnoticed, because we are noticing them, but we're just not taking any action. We're not doing anything about those. So if you are working on an apartment complex or in a condominium or on patrol in an HOA, a housing homeowners authority property, or if you are working in any residential community, there are a certain number of things that you should automatically be looking for and taking some decisive action. It could be that you're just writing a report, which is required by your property or your company, or you may be taking other actions. Let's go over a couple of these. If you are working, for instance, in a residential community, apartments, condominiums, a mobile home park, a campground even, or even a hotel, long-term hotel facility. There are a number of things that can make life miserable for neighbors, for people who live there. For instance, when you're on patrol, we should be looking for disabled vehicles, junked vehicles, vehicles that have been parked on the property for days, weeks, months, and sometimes even years without really anything being done with it. I don't understand it myself, but having had many residential properties as clients, this is one of the things that we immediately do, especially in a Section 8, a housing authority property. This is one of the things that we immediately do that can make an immediate impact on the quality of life for people. Because if you have disabled junked vehicles on the property, broken windows, leaking oil, leaking fluids all over the place, this is a safety hazard. It is obviously not aesthetic in the area. Doesn't look good at all. It makes the property look run down if you're driving around and you're seeing vehicles all parked all over throughout the property that is disabled, up on blocks, missing a tire. It's one thing if it's something that's just happened and the owner is out to get his tools, or he's going out to get a part and he's coming back. That's one thing. But if it's a vehicle that's been there for days and weeks and months, hey, it's time for us to do a couple of things. We can, A, sticker it with a warning to remove it, or it will be removed. And before we go into this, make sure that that's part of the lease. And one of the problems that I found as a security agency is that many times when you review what the client wants you to do and you compare it with the actual lease that the tenant has signed, guess what's missing? The language within the lease that says, if you don't do this, this, and this, we're going to do that, that, and that. If that is not in the lease, then you're going to have a problem enforcing the rules because they've had no notice, and that is one of the clauses in the law that you've got to give notice. So make sure before you do begin these quality of life issues that you don't tow any vehicles or don't take any hard enforcement action. You can begin soft enforcement action until you know that the lease specifies and covers these actions. But once you do that, with the disabled vehicles, with the junk you know, cars, with the abandoned cars, with the cars that are broken down, leaking, you can begin to sticker them. And then, you know, a lot of apartment complexes don't do the next step. They don't follow up with the threat. The sticker clearly says, we will remove the vehicle if you don't remove it within 72 hours. Yeah, 72 hours come, nothing happens. A week passes, nothing happens. 30 days is over, nothing happens. Car's still there, still jacked up on the block, still leaking oil, still got a broken windshield. You know, the kids are still playing around it. Nothing happens. We need to take the enforcement action that we have specified. That means getting a wrecker in there, and most companies, most towing companies will tow abandoned vehicles because they're going to make some money off of it. They won't charge you, but they're going to make, you know, 50, 100, maybe even more these days when they scrap it. So get them in there and tow that thing out of there. We also should be looking for broken windows in buildings as we are making our patrols, whether it be residential or commercial property. Broken windows not only are unsightly, but they are a safety concern. If a person, a child, you know, tries to enter the building or places his arm, a hand across the window and gets cut, the property owner could and probably will be liable for that because they left the building in that condition. Whether the person was supposed to be on the property or not, the window should have been repaired or replaced. So be looking for those type of quality of life issues as well. Document them. Notify your client, your employer. That's one of those situations where you can't go out and replace that window yourself, but you can stay on top of it. And not only that, but you should be looking for it. Once you report it, you should be looking for it to be repaired in a timely fashion. And if it's not repaired in a couple of days, a week at the most, then I would do another follow-up report. Remember, the whole thing about observe and report or security, law enforcement, community policing is report, report, document, document. Whether or not they do anything about it, it's kind of like making an arrest as a police officer. I can make the arrest, but I can't force the judge to give them the maximum sentence. That's in their hands. I've done my job. Now it's up to the court. And really, that's where the frustration begins because so many people are turned loose. Well, the same in this type of incident. You've got broken windows. You've got broken, you know, doors. You've got unsightly property. Your job is to get the word out. Contact the right person. But if they don't do their follow-up, if they don't care, then there's nothing more at that point that you can do. As a security officer, as a private citizen, you may want to call, you know, the zoning commission or whoever if it's a real safety issue. But your job is done once you make the report. Something else that we can do when we're on patrol, especially in residential communities, apartments, condominiums, campgrounds, trailer parks, wherever it might be, where people live, either permanently or temporarily, is loud music. Loud music and parties. And we're coming into the time of year right now, between now and, you know, September, October, November, you know, the next 7 or 8 months, we, as a security and law enforcement community, we get tons. The warmer the weather, the more the calls. We get tons of calls about people playing the music loud. 911, my neighbor's got that radio playing again. Get an officer over here. Again, this is a community issue, a quality of life issue that we can directly take control of and resolve. We can make it better for the neighbors. We can make it better for the other residents by quickly taking action, responding, getting the person responsible to turn it down, whether it be a music coming from a car or a music coming from a house or a loud party or someone playing a band. We get a lot of parties during the summer that have live bands out in the yard. All that is well and good. I enjoy music, love music, all different types of music. You probably do. but not at 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm trying to sleep. Not at 2:30 in the morning when, you know, I'm just in the middle of my solid Z's and, you know, dreaming about being at the beach or something. I don't want to be woken up by all that banging and music and noise at that time. And that's a quality of life issue that we can directly affect, that we can directly have a hand on and get it corrected. And you can do it by, you know, verbal notification, asking them to be compliant, asking them to turn it down voluntarily. And, of course, if it's a repeated offense, a situation that they're not going to listen to you, they turn it down for a moment until you leave, and then 5 seconds later, once you're gone, they turn it back up. That's an issue that you have to bring the police into, and now they might have to be cited for a nuisance or a noise violation. But that's a situation, a quality of life situation that we can definitely have a quick change and a drastic effect on that issue. A couple other things that you can be involved in, no matter where you are, is having graffiti, tagging, vandalism on the property, whether you're patrolling commercial or residential, tagging and graffiti. You know, some of it really is cool. Some of it is really pretty. I've seen some walls where some very talented people painted almost mural-like, you know, on the wall, and it was beautiful. Lots of different color. They really had a talent. But it was the wrong place for them to be putting that talent, the wrong place for them to be exercising their, you know, art. And so these are the situations that you can immediately have an effect on. First report it, make sure that you photograph it, document it, and then begin keeping an eye out for it. Tagging property, you know, is not cool. It is a criminal offense in every state. Vandalism is against the law in every community. And unfortunately, the outlet for their talent is being put at the wrong place. We need to redefine it and rechannel it. We need to rechannel it in a different area for them. But if they're tagging private property, buildings, and vehicles, just this weekend, at a Georgia school, 20 seniors at a school was arrested because they spray-painted senior 2012 and different things at the school and on vehicles and on buses, and they made about $20,000 to $40,000 worth of damage. That's just not cool. That's not artwork. That is actually destruction of private property. But we can begin the process to change the quality of life in communities that have vandalism problems, graffiti problems. You know, we can immediately, just last week in California, security officers undercover in plain clothes captured, I believe they made 25 arrests of teenagers who was tagging and spray painting and vandalizing property of the local transit authority. And sometimes you have to do that type of enforcement to stop it because the quality of life goes down. The neighborhood begins to look like, you know, the hood and like people that don't care live there and, you know, who wants to live around that. So these are quality of life issues that we can drastically reduce or even stop completely. We also have in our power to stop situations where people are parking illegally, especially on private property. If people are parking in handicapped spaces and taking those spaces away from those who truly are handicapped and have the permit, we can immediately take that into our hands and make a difference. You know, people come home, they want to be able to park, they're handicapped, they go in, they can't get into their space because someone else without a sticker, without a handicap placard, is parked there. We can immediately, drastically change that by enforcing the parking rules. So again, you know, it's something that we can immediately make a difference. Not a long term, it's not going to be something that is going to take a month or a year to change, but we can change it right now at this moment. Some of the other things that we can look at is we can look at loitering. Make that a priority, especially if you're on patrol in a residential community, a neighborhood watch. Be reasonable. Make sure that it's within the law, but we definitely can have an effect on that. We also can have an effect on environmental crimes. Chemicals being illegally stored, we can definitely notify authorities when we find barrels of hazardous waste or other things in areas that they shouldn't be. There's just tons of quality of life issues that we can directly affect quickly without a lot of, skill, without a lot of experience. Everyone can do this. One of the other things is roaming dogs or stray dogs. We can immediately contact the animal control folks in our area, get them involved if that's an issue in your community. We have tons and tons of things that we can do immediately as private security officers to immediately make an effect, a positive effect on the community, on the business, whether industrial, commercial, or residential that we are patrolling. It's just a matter of us stepping up, to the cause. It's just a matter of us getting out there and taking action, caring about what our job is. Unfortunately, too many times people, security and law enforcement, come to work, they put in their 8 hours, and, they don't get too involved. They don't do anything more than they have to. They really don't put themselves out there. But if you're willing to get involved, if you're willing to look around you and see where you can make a difference, you will find quickly that there are plenty of places to get involved in and plenty of things that you can truly make the difference in. Quality of life issues is, like I said, something that law enforcement has recently begun getting involved in because they realize that they've kind of let it go for many years while crime was on the rise, but now they have a chance to get out and do some more community policing, and that's what I'm suggesting that we do as a security community is get out and make a difference every day. The quality of life will be better in the community. You'll feel happier because you've done something, you've been involved, you've made a difference. That's all for tonight for the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Be sure to join us on Wednesday when we wrap up the modern day mafia. Until then, God bless, be safe, and we'll see you right back here on the radio.